Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
The DA in eThekwini, they have challenged our mayor, Mayor Xolisi Kahunda, to take a dip in the water in Umhlanga main beach after our mayor had said that those beaches will be open from December the 1st, which I do believe is tomorrow.
Yep, that is
tomorrow,
right.
December the 1st? Okay.
That is.
So we, I'm sure, like you, wanted to find some confirmation on this. Was this actually the case? And so we have tracked down a number here. This is the number of Msaweke Maisela, eThekwini Municipality Senior Manager of Media Relations and the city spokesperson. Should we give the number a call?
Please.
Okay, let's do it. So we're looking for Mr.
Msaweke.
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 Babu Maisela.
Hello?
Hello, good morning. Is this Msaweke? Msaweke?
Yes, Bob.
Maisela, eThekwini City Spokesperson.
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Darren, Kerry and Sky from East Coast Radio. Good morning.
I'm all right. And yourself?
We are good. We are good. We are so glad you answered the phone. We have a few questions. We heard, I'm going to jump straight into it. We heard that the DA in eThekwini has challenged Mayor Xolisi Kahunda to take a dip in the water in Umhlanga Beach tomorrow. So we're phoning to confirm. Comrade, is this happening?
Yeah, no, look, tomorrow we'll be launching the festive season management program, which comprises different units in the city. It's more about us saying that we are ready to host, multitudes of tourists that happen to choose eThekwini to be their home away from home. So among other things, the mayor will be dipping into the water just to demonstrate to everyone that the beaches that have been opened are safe for public use. We understand that quite a number of people have been talking about this issue. So it will be part of the program that we will be launching tomorrow. So, but it is not about him, bowing to the pressure of the DA, but it's about him as the first citizen of the city, leading by example. You know, he will be accompanied by members of the EXCO, the executive committee, but also other influencers within the city. Yes, indeed, it will be happening. We are looking forward to it.
Mr. Maisela, I know a lot of people, the burning question is, will the mayor be wearing a Speedo or board shorts?
Oh, well, no. No, we're not asking this question.
No, let's keep that one for tomorrow. But I can certainly confirm that he will be, demonstrating that our water is safe for using.
All right.
And then Mr. Maisela, so, I mean, if we think about it like Ushaka Beach open, Addington Beach closed, but those waters are touching. How many of the beaches in eThekwini are going to be open tomorrow? And how are we sure that the water is clean? Like, really?
Yeah, the beaches that are open, I think they're about 13 in total. The reason why we opened these beaches is because of the test that we continue to conduct consecutively. They give us results. And then based on those results, we therefore take a decision to say the public can use those beaches. I mean, I think all of you are fully aware of the damage that was caused by the infrastructure that resulted to our sanitation infrastructure being destroyed. But the most important thing is that there is work that is currently underway to fix that infrastructure. To a larger extent, it is helping us. So there are about 13 beaches that have been opened, and we want to assure the public that those beaches are safe to use. But we are working also towards ensuring that this festive season, all the beaches are open. So we are appealing to the public to trust us, because at the end of the day, we're a city that relies on tourism. So we're pulling out all the stops to ensure that people come to eThekwini to enjoy themselves. But we also have to be responsible as this sphere of government, because at the end of the day, we will not be happy in the event that the health of our tourists is impacted negatively by us being irresponsible.
Shabalala, just before you go, we hear such amazing news about there's a beach that's been opened, and then we don't know if it's fake news or not. Then videos start circulating of pipes that are broken, sewage that is spilling wherever. How can we confirm that a video is the correct video, or if it's old news?
It's a problem. What we'd like to do is to appeal to the members of the public to rely largely on the information that is coming from the city, because we never derived any joy from misleading the public. We understand that we're in the grip of the fourth industrial revolution. It has its advantages and disadvantages. It is a problem that we have got instances whereby some of the members of the public will circulate videos that were taken question ages ago. You know, there's nothing wrong about you taking a video to say to me, listen, here's the water leak, please attend to it. Here's a manhole that that has clogged for this period. Attend. Yeah. There's nothing wrong. I mean, because at the end of the day, as a city, we can't be everywhere at the same time. We rely on the members of the public to alert to us. I mean, to alert us to attend to these issues. But the moment we send videos that are misleading, it also ruins the image of the city, because these videos do not only circulate here in Durban, but they go all over the world because of the technology that we are in the crypto.
Okay. So it's the age-old story. Confirm before you share. But now we've got your number. So if we have anything coming up, we'll just phone you directly. You'll take our call. Please.
Of course, I will always be available, because at the end of the day, we've got the responsibility of communicating unceasingly with the members of the public and all other stakeholders.
Well, there you go. You heard it here first. You have a problem, you tell us. We'll take it to Mr. Msake Maisela, who just said to us he will take our call anytime. He's the eThekwini Municipality Senior Manager for Media Relations and the city spokesperson. So thank you for taking our call, and we look forward to many conversations as we head into the festive season.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.